weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 25th day of July, 2013. With little argument, the House of Representatives has limited U.S. military involvement in Syria and Egypt, but at the same time actually authorized it. It's like we're limiting torture to authorize it in certain cases. We're limiting NSA snooping to authorize NSA snooping. So we're going to be breaking some of that down. The House rejects bid to curb spy agency data collection. So that's Congress, who tried to turn a blind eye to this for a while, didn't want to be told about it, even though they'd already authorized it decades ago. They knew it was unconstitutional, so they didn't want to have a public debate about it. Well, now that's been forced, and they have voted in the House. We've got a list of the bipartisan traitors to allow the private controlled NSA, that literally works for foreign offshore banks, to use this data in economic sabotage against America as part of a corporate takeover via Agenda 21. So we're going to be going over all of that. And also a Bloomberg Businessweek article, Homeland Security Future Home, a former mental hospital. And as soon as I saw the name of this morning, I went and searched its name in MKUltra. And its name and major abuses and dungeons and huge mind control facilities. That's right. The St. Elizabeth Hospital, they're building a gigantic $4.5 billion headquarters onto the back of it. $4.5 billion for the new Ministry of Truth. Why not have it be a giant white pyramid like the Ministry of Love? Why not just call it, I mean, they already call it Homeland Security, Reich Security, Land Security. Russia called it Fatherland. Nazi Germany called it Fatherland. Every fascist or authoritarian system calls it the land, the homeland, und homeland. Why not just go all the way and call it the Ministry of Love, a big pyramidal torture facility where they've done forced electroshock, torture, you name it. This is the facility. And you notice that the globalists hire to be their torturers. It's sicko federal jail guards that have histories of rape and torture. Look it up, who they hired for Abu Ghraib to run things. And sicko psychiatrists, sicko control freaks that got into psychiatry so they could manipulate people. So they are taking a famous government hospital for the insane that has been around since before the Civil War. I mean, you talk about secrets within secrets. And it also held animals in it. It was a zoological research facility. This is a New World Order command base of ultimate wickedness that makes Dr. Mengele literally look like a piker. So absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen, that an MKUltra facility is now where you're going to have. And by the way, that's something for my writers to look into, because I know about this facility. It's very famous. MKUltra doctors were there. Search Jolly and West's name, Dr. Ewing Cameron's name, and other MKUltra, MK Naomi, MK X-Ray, and other programs that got declassified in the 70s. Search it along the name of St. Elizabeth Hospital to get the rest of the story. Search involuntary commitment and electroconvulsive therapy. Very loving. And torture, rape, you name it. Let's have an article about them picking this particularly happy abode. It's like in all the fairy tales where the wicked witch lives in some deep, dark torture dungeon. Ah, but Big Sis, now wearing a muzzle, is being sent to be a toilet attendant out in California. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday edition, the 25th day of July, 2013. I already had Eric Mankell Muller, who's got a hit. I mean, it's got like 4 or 5 million viewers per premiere on History Channel with his show that is extremely popular, God, Guns, and Automobiles. We're going to have him popping in at the bottom of the hour to talk about how Media Matters and other White House-run groups tried to not let that show go on the air because of the word God in the name. And then yesterday, the Toronto Health Department came out and said, ABC News, please don't. In fact, guys, will you reprint me the article? I know it came out yesterday afternoon. I don't have it here in the stack. Thank you. The Toronto Health Department came out and said the Canadian health authorities came out and asked ABC to reconsider Jenny McCarthy and said that she will cause undue deaths by her vaccine misinformation. And of course, they gave no proof of that, but they just demonized her. And you've got other big pharma groups here in the United States trying to keep her off the air, even though she's not going to be talking about stuff like that on air, obviously. Her son was damaged. She went and investigated it. There's massive evidence linking vaccines to autism, autoimmune diseases, you name it. It's a cocktail of other contributing factors as well. Dangerous pesticides, GMO. It's legion what's going on. And they put out hoaxes trying to discredit people like Dr. Wakefield saying he hoaxed. He sued the doctor. It's moving forward in court. He sued the so-called journalist that put it out. And it's come out in court now that there was a previous British study that got no attention that showed his very findings. They found the antibodies in the intestines of children for the measles with autism. Japan has said you can't have Gardasil anymore a month ago. You've got all of this going on. You've got examples. In India, they banned a couple years ago the Gardasil shot. They said, okay, we'll take the lobbyist money. Okay, we'll say girls should take this. Oh, my goodness, it's killing a bunch of people. It's making people have autoimmune disorders. It's making people get lupus. It's making people have blood come out of every pore in their body. I mean, you've seen all the cheerleaders on the news who died with their mothers talking about it. I mean, just type in Gardasil deaths. They had a bunch of deaths during the trials. And then Rick Perry came out and lied and said that it was the law. You've got to take the shot in Texas like he was emperor king of earth. And people went out by the hundreds of thousands and gave their girls shots. And then a bunch of them died. A bunch of them got paralyzed. A bunch of them had health problems. And so the story here is, what is a foreign government? As I forgot to get a water. I need one real bad. Thanks. My throat is dry for some reason. Thank you. Somebody can run me a water in. So I don't have a coughing attack on air. It's so obvious what's going on here. And it's just a gang of government bullies and others and media bullies trying to persecute as heretics and blacklist in a type of Soviet corporatist authoritarian intimidation, anybody that speaks out about anything outside of the establishment norm. And the establishment norm itself is just wall-to-wall anti-sovereignty, anti-family, anti-private property, anti-medical liberty, anti-privacy. I mean, just pure authoritarianism.
Thank you.
Called liberalism. And you've got establishment authoritarianism from the right wing as well, because the same special interest will buy off any group or politician they can and then have them try to package it for conservatives, package it for liberals, package it for libertarians, co-opt movements. I mean, you know how this works. If you can control the government, if you've got a big government, you can control the market, you can control the corporate welfare, you can control the implementation of regulations. This is the real discrimination in our world. And they want us so obsessed on race and religion and sex and all this other diversions as political footballs while they steal the whole world. Again, I monitor MSNBC in the coffee room, CNN, Fox. We have different areas of the office, just televisions on monitoring it. C-SPAN, another office. We flip through the channels. I monitor it on XM. And all they do is one message, branding, branding, branding. Any type of owning guns, property, family is racist. Anybody that wants to have any free market is evil and backwards and hates everyone. Branding, branding, branding. Go after the Tea Party. Go after real grassroots libertarians that, by the way, are getting major seats in the House. And that's what Joe Biden's freaking out about when he talks to millionaire donors. And the audio gets leaked a few months ago. That's what Obama talks about to big donors. And that's what Karl Rove talks about to the Republican leadership. Because they're all part of the same establishment. And if they can't suppress the Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, libertarian type, they're going to lose. And so every time I walk by MSNBC, I mean every time. This just happened 20 minutes ago, right before the show started. I was hearing, well, it's just the racist Ted Cruz, and you know they hate Hispanics, and they're very racist, and the racist Rand Paul, and with no proof, no nothing. And for someone who's informed, you watch it and you go, this is cartoonish. But for people that are just purely politically correct, They go, well, I better not be pro-gun. That's racist. I better not be pro-sovereignty. That's racist. I better be for the expansion of NAFTA and GATT into all these other trade deals into Asia, the Caribbean, Europe, thousands of pages long, sometimes tens of thousands. I saw some number the other day where the new trade agreement's 50-something thousand pages long. It's just every special interest writing in what they want, and sometimes they get a whole area of law written for 10,000. I was reading where lobbyists come in and will give 100,000 in one day to a candidate, and it's like 10,000 here, 10,000 there, and they're getting billions sometimes for $10,000 donation. You can give $100,000 and meet with the president privately for 15 minutes. And if they can do it, then he tells his aide, okay, get that done. And they do it. Oh, you gave the president, you know, with your dealership group in Indiana, Minnesota, and a couple of the states up there. Remember this came out in the news? Oh, you gave $2 million to the Democrats? Oh, you want the dealerships taken from other people and given to you that they have contractually? Well, the government runs it now. We'll just take 100-plus dealerships worth millions apiece and give it to you because you gave a couple mil. I mean, folks, this is just pure gangsterism. These people are pure gangsters, and they're making their move. The dam broke on the Democratic watch, okay? You know, folks, I say vote constitutionalist. Just so happens you get more Republicans that tend to be constitutionalist and less of them get co-opted. The Republican leadership is pure New World Order, eugenics evil in this country since the days of the Rockefeller Republicans in the 70s. There's no doubt that they're bad news. But there is a real rebellion within the Republicans by the libertarians that has a good shot, 50-50, I'd say. And you got to get behind libertarian constitutional Republicans. And some of them will end up betraying us. But, you know John McCain's the enemy. John McCain is now out in the news saying there's no doubt the concealed carry is being used. It's racist. And we need to have a federal law restricting concealed carry. See, there they go, folks. They do not want you armed. They want you to live like folks in Chicago, New York, or D.C., disarmed. Because they're mafia, folks. They are mafia. I have been in meetings over the years by circumstance or by dumb luck with high-level Hollywood people, high-level corporate people, and all they do is sit around talking about killing people and ruining their competition and chomping on cigars and slapping, you know, supermodels on the hind end saying, get me a drink. I mean, folks, that's who runs this country. The senators and people are nothing. They fawn after the corporate and Hollywood chiefs. Vice presidents and presidents on jets, I've been told, by multiple top-level A-list stars just fawn after them. They are disconnected completely from reality. In their own la-la land, let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette, where 2,000-plus companies got waivers from Obamacare in direct competition with their competition, bankrupting their competition. I mean, you know what it means if, say, you're Whataburger, and you don't get a waiver on Obamacare, but McDonald's does. What do you think that does? Let's say you're Walmart. You get a waiver, but the local dollar store chain doesn't. What does that do? I mean, folks, this is 101. Instead of building an economy and having a real economy not based on corruption, we're Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Chile, Brazil, Argentina. Argentina, 50 years ago, anthropologists, sociologists would tell you, was probably more wealthy than the U.S. on average, one of the wealthiest countries in the world, because they didn't allow corruption. They fell to it, folks. They're now incredibly poor in 50-something years. Okay, it's the same deal here. You let crooks in, they'll run scams all day and shut everything down but them, and then why not even shut that down? They will ruin everything. They will turn our country into cardboard slums and fly over us in jet copters to their armored redoubts. And our daughters will sell themselves to them for pennies on the dollar because it's the only future they have. They want you poor as a weapon. We will end up like Africa, like Latin America, like Eastern Europe if we allow this to happen. We must reinvent the Renaissance, the Enlightenment. We must restore the Republic now. They are shutting everything down right now that they don't own. As a political domination, but also as a way to transfer all wealth to themselves. We'll come back with all the big news. Man Cow's coming up.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, folks, Alex Jones back live. You know, I would think regardless of what your political bent is on a planetary scale, no matter where you are in the world, you would want to support a mother who has an autistic child's right to investigate vaccines as one of the main causal effects. When so many parents, thousands on record, I've talked to hundreds myself, go in the third round of shots at 18 months, take the shots, the kid has a convulsion, never talks again. and then they have an autoimmune response, blood on the brain. And then the inserts say it can do that to you. And then there's all these countless studies, and they go, oh, kooks say mercury hurts your brain. Kooks say fluoride hurts your brain. And you're like, well, I have a Harvard study right here saying it causes massive IQ reduction. And they go, oh, sure you do, dummy. Look, he can talk. He thinks he's smart. This is the type of arrogance that we're talking about. And I'm going to play a clip of this coming up with ManCow, where they're on Fox, CNN, you name it, saying, she doesn't need a show. She shouldn't be on the air. Bipartisan hordes of people whose shows are probably a third or more financed by Big Pharma ads, where they say, having to urinate too much, we'll take this drug. And then it lists like 30 seconds of may kill you, brain damage, liver failure, death, make you commit suicide. Every time I watch TV, it's like half the drug ads are like, may make you commit suicide or cause mass murder, blood clots, death, psychopathic activities. And it's like, but the person's smiling, and they're always smiling like the woman's got an umbrella where it's going, may cause you to commit suicide. And she's like walking out the front doors of a building, smiling. I saw that on TV this weekend. I forget which ad it was. You've all seen it, like, may cause heart attack, may cause autoimmune disease, may cause liver failure, may cause suicidal thoughts or suicidal actions. And like the person's walking, waving. You know, at first they're sad. Oh, the wonderful drug will help you be all happy. And then it goes, but it may kill you. I mean, the inserts say this on the vaccines. But then it's like, this crazy Jenny McCarthy, she says it may, you know, cause her son to be autistic. It happened after he got his second round of shots. She's nuts. She's dangerous. Don't give her a show. This is the reason I haven't taken a show on Discovery Channel, History Channel, A&E, Court TV. Then it became True TV. I mean, I'll be on people's shows occasionally, if it's a day's work. But, you know, ManCow over and over again has said, hey, come be part of this, this TV show I'm developing. And I've told him, no. I could probably be on the Discovery Channel show with him right now. Because ManCow's a great guy. He's had a lot of different hit TV shows. And I just don't mess with it, because if I'm in the show and sign a contract, I've got to then let them do whatever they want with the reality TV show. And I almost wish I would have been involved in God, Guns, and Automobiles, because it's turned out to be a pretty good show. Mildly libertarian, mildly pro-family, mildly pro-strong male figure, mildly. And the White House-run Media Matters wants it shut down. I mean, that's a big deal, folks, that the Canadian government says, don't give Jenny McCarthy a show. Oh, get ManCow's show off. Media Matters and MSNBC tell congressmen, don't go on Alex Jones's show. We're going to dictate to you. DrudgeReport.com. You don't link to him. It's all about how they're the bosses when they have tiny audiences. But it still works. When they bully Fox News about Napolitano coming on, Napolitano was told, well, Media Matters doesn't like you doing this, and the White House is putting pressure on us, so you can't go on his show or any other libertarian shows. And there, I've said it. 2 years ago, I was told that. You notice he hasn't been on because of Media Matters. And you're like, well, how does Media Matters do that? Because the Justice Department will go arrest Rupert Murdoch. And I was told that by Fox executives. Okay? Fox executives repeatedly tried to get me up there for their Fox syndication development. And I said, no. So they said, well, just do satellite feeds for us with focus groups. And they said, oh, my God, this show will be a hit. We want this show, Fox News. And I said, okay, you go ahead and pass it up and see if it gets authorized. And, of course, it got killed. And that's why they had articles in New York Magazine going, Alex Jones wants to be on Fox, but he'll never be. And that was a Fox executive saying that, because they knew full well Fox came and begged me probably 7-8 times to do shows, pilot shows. And I said, no, because I'm not stupid. It's going to get killed higher up. I met with executives 10 years ago and said, gun shows will be top rated if you do it. Court TV, True TV, A&E. I don't fly out to L.A. now and they go, first class will fly out for this meeting with the president of this network or the vice president of that network or the head of programming. And I go, look, you're just going to pick my brain for more shows. And even if the show gets picked up, it's going to get killed. So, no. I mean, I had development from Discovery Channel calling me 2 days ago. I haven't even called them back. And I'm not bragging here. It's because I know they won't let me get on air or they'll twist it. And so they want Jenny McCarthy off. They want Mantel off. They wanted to show the Bible off. These are a bunch of gatekeeping, authoritarian, gangster scumbags. Well, guess what? I got my own show, scum.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, few things get me hotter under the collar. Few things get me more angry than scum trying to censor me. And they've got Media Matters and White House campaigns on record that make phone calls to sponsor stations. They openly try to get talk show hosts off the air. That's why even though I compete directly with Rush Limbaugh, I have gone, and Clear Channel knows this, and bought advertising not once but twice during boycotts of Rush Limbaugh. A, I'm supporting the First Amendment. B, I get about third price advertising when that's happening. So it's also free market. So it's a win-win. I'm all about win-wins, ladies and gentlemen. I'm all about synergy. And when they try to take him down, and all of talk radio with it, I then rush in to defend. It's a basic instinct of winners. You understand that? And another man who for 20-plus years on talk radio, syndicated all over the nation, famous feuds with Howard Stern, you name it, Fox TV host, his own TV shows on Fox, part of Fox and Friends for over a decade, multiple hit TV shows. He's now got one of the top three shows on History Channel and just exploding. And it's a good show I can watch with my family. And so I tune in every Monday, and this is not product placement. I'm not being paid by History Channel, though I should be, to talk about God, guns, and automobiles. Now, the name had Media Matters, and we'll put that on screen in a moment, or I'll pull it up, had Media Matters come out before they'd even seen it months ago and say, this show shouldn't be on, it's another horrible gun show. There it is, meet Mancal Muller, the conspiracy theorist star of History Channel's new gun show. And that was one of the latest ones. They had another one demonizing the fact that he appears on this show and that he's an acolyte and, you know, trying to drive a wedge. It's what they do. That's the authoritarian left's deal, is they tell you who you can have on air. They tell you that if you don't support turning your guns in, you are a racist. And again, Media Matters has almost no visitors, but they are the direct talking points for MSNBC on record, and they're run by the former White House transition chief and about, what, 15 other White House people, that, and they have weekly meetings with the White House. This is their go-between. They use the IRS to shut down Tea Party, to shut down pro-life, to shut down businesses they don't like, NSA spying on the press. These are flaming authoritarian scumbags. And what came out 3 years ago in Politico? They said, we will even get hired at companies, and we will infiltrate them and bring them down. So we have to run background checks on people to make sure they don't even work with these. I mean, and I think we may have been hit by some before. We're dealing with that right now. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is an intelligence operation we're facing. And they want to bring Drudge down, and they want to bring anybody who isn't a complete communist, basically, or isn't a corporate fascist that supports only the insiders like Google and Apple and Al Gore on the board and the Foxconn death nets and all the rest of it. If you're not part of their monopoly and their crew, you ain't part of the club, okay? And so now they are really going after his show, just like they tried to shut down the Bible. But see, something's happening in Hollywood and TV. The ratings are only for pro-gun, pro-God, liberty stuff. Instead of getting 500,000 views, you get 4 million views, 10 million views, 14 million views. And so the show has been picked up for a second season. It's already exploding. And just congratulations to Mancal, because I know he's been in a lot of TV shows in development. He's offered me to be part of that. I've been too busy. But it's so good to see him going upstream and just one of my favorite talk shows. Love being on with him. Incredible wit. He can crystallize things that takes me an hour to say in 30 seconds. I'm not kissing your butt, Mancal. You're a good first-rate guy. And we're, you know, good buddies with Billy Corgan, and we like to hang out. You're just an awesome. I want to do that thing where we do the trip to the Kentucky Derby in a old Cadillac with Billy Corgan and bring a film crew, but minus the mescaline, with our own gonzo journalism down and out in Vegas there. But so much is going on. They're not just going after you. They're going after me, Jenny McCarthy. What is happening here, and does it make you get angry to have these authoritarian blacklisting people that make McCarthy look like an angel?
I'm going to tell you a story that I've never told anyone, and you're not going to believe where I'm going with this. I was sitting with actor William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Alex, you won't believe this story. They are fighting over Leonard Nimoy double-dipping in the avocado, in the guacamole. This is at Shatner's house outside of Studio City. And we're watching the Super Bowl, as we do every year at Shatner's house. And they're fighting over Mr. Spock double-dipping. I just saw it. Wait, oh, hey, what just happened? Something happened on the Super Bowl. We didn't know what. Janet Jackson's top had been pulled off. Nobody saw it at this party. Ben Stiller was there, and Greg Evigan from BJ and the Bear, and Adam West, TV's Batman. And anyway, we didn't really pay much attention to it. When I came into work the next day, the government was against me and Adam Carolla and Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony. And any other show, your show, any other show that had an fairly educated audience, left or right, that moved voters, the government went after us. Now, not the urban shows, because they weren't worried about those shows. They're not moving people to vote. They weren't worried about.
They staged stuff like that on purpose to then go after libertarian speech.
So it was bizarre to me that because Janet Jackson's top got ripped off. So I contacted Stern's. This is what I'm going to tell you that nobody's ever heard. I contacted Corolla's need to fight for free speech right now. And Opie and Anthony said something that was just, they asked me about the size of my manhood or something, and everybody giggled on the phone, and I went, oh, dear God, these morons. They don't realize what's coming for them. And, of course, they've been pushed off the satellite. They've been marginalized. And, you know, big corporations have picked up all of these shows, as you know, you see in our business.
For nothing.
And it's politically motivated. Imagine Rush Limbaugh, the biggest talk show host on the planet ever, now controlled by people that absolutely hate him. Hannity, controlled by people that absolutely are on a mission to destroy these shows. Imagine working for
And now
companies.
You're getting into inside baseball, and this is what I've been told by top executives across the board. There is a move to gut talk radio by design right now.
Oh, no, that's absolutely. Look, it's Alex, let me tell you something. It's over. It's not. It's already over. And, I mean, you know, you and I keep fighting, and we keep, but look, Alec Baldwin yelling out homophobic remarks, Ray Dong Chong calling Oprah the N-word. This is fine because they're on the left.
Oh, no, he's allowed to say, go to somebody's house and kill their children. That is a call to murderous action.
Yeah.
And if he says that about my family, I'm coming after you, Baldwin.
Yeah. Yesterday, the government took a vote, and they decided it was okay for the government to listen in on all of our phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
And someone today said to me, well, Mancow, how did that happen? I said, when I was a child, I went backstage and I saw Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik hanging out, and it blew my mind. The Republicans and the Democrats, and I've hung out with all of them, presidents and all these politicians, and they do the fake fight on TV.
You really do get into all the A-list parties, Mancow, so you get to see it all.
What I'm trying to tell you is, well, do you think the government's going to vote to curtail their own behavior? Of course not. It's a pageant. It's fake. And people need to get out of this matrix and realize that, you know, they voted. Oh, and they're, oh, yeah, and you trust Obama to you know, end Bush and all of the rest to police themselves? Well, that's the great lie. And I'm done with it. So look, we have this little show. It had the word guns in it. It had the word guts in it. It had automobiles in it. And, you know, God and guns and guts and automobiles. So everybody went out, the CNBCs, the MSNBCs, the ABCs, CBS, NBCs, name them, the BSs, the government propaganda machines. Well, this show is promoting, it's going to shove God down your throat. It's going to be about guns. It's going to be about big cars when the environment is being destroyed. Everything the show isn't about. But it didn't matter. Lie after lie after lie. And guess what? The ratings have been stellar, and America's responded to it. Like you justifiably said, like the Bible. They wanted that show. I was in Hollywood after it, and everybody's walking around going, well, why did people watch that? What? I mean, they were baffled by it. The fact is, these stories are the human stories. These are our stories. They resonate with us. The story of Noah and Moses, and these guys don't get it. They'd rather give us another, you know, Superman retread with you know, 30 minutes of CGI. These are incredible stories. And, look, my family prays together. A family that prays together lasts. You become undefeatable when you put on the armor. We believe that we should be able to protect our family with a gun if necessary. We believe in big old American cars and American trucks. And I got to tell you, we're a little bit racist. We believe in black cattle, and I'll tell you, we also shouldn't pick a color. We believe in green tractors, and this is very offensive to some people. We don't believe in buying our tractors from China. So anyway, I want to tell people, new levels, new devils, and if nobody is upset at you, well, then you're not making a difference in the world. If nobody cares about you or your opinion, that's because you're safe. You're going along. You're marching off the cliff with the rest of the lemmings.
Well, they really got mad. They really got mad because the ad for the show shows you and your brother putting on wedding rings and loving your wives. That's. I mean, you're supposed to be running around cheating on them, you know, having some baby mamas, smoking dope.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. I mean, you know, he just beat up somebody, and they said it was jet lag. He was tired. Imagine if you beat up somebody, Alex. Imagine if you beat up one of these pedophiles or creeps at the airport, one of these TSA thugs. you talk about how these guys are all getting cancer. Well, you know what? They should be in jail. They've all violated the Fourth Amendment. But anyway, I don't know if you have the story yet today. They just spent $767,000 on a gold toilet. These people are rewarded. And, of course, if you're out there saying, God, our taxes are too high, businesses are being hurt, our economy is being destroyed by design.
You're a racist.
Well, no, what happens is then, you get the IRS on you. I've been audited year after year illegally.
And it's now all on record that they're persecuting us. I want to play a short clip about Jenny McCarthy. I mean, there's no doubt on so many studies, the inserts of the vaccines say they can kill you or cause an autoimmune disease. But then they go, oh, this crazy woman thinks vaccines should be looked into, and now they want her kicked off The View. It just, even if you don't agree with that, everyone should go, my God, this is authoritarianism. What the left said about McCarthy, they've gone light years past that, telling pro-life groups what they can pray. Let's go to this clip and get Mancal's take on it.
If you're a media consumer or a media analyst like yourself, controversial figures are nothing new. I mean, we know that. But there's something different about Jenny McCarthy that's come up in the last 48 hours that really has received a lot of attention. Why?
Oh.
Why are people so concerned about this move?
Well, Jenny McCarthy is funny. She's a former Playboy Playmate of the Year, but she's been getting pummeled in the media, Jenna, because she is a leading crusader for this utterly discredited theory that childhood vaccinations cause autism. Now, I'm sure she is sincere in that. She has a son who developed autism, but medical study after medical study has said this is junk science, including a recent one of nearly 1,000 children in the Journal of Pediatrics. And a lot of moms watch The View. I don't know whether she'll be talking about it on the air, but it does have an effect. These
that's enough.
About vaccines.
They go on to say she basically shouldn't have the show, and now the Canadian government says she shouldn't have a show. By the way, Mancal, I mean, there are studies everywhere that vaccines are causing autoimmune problems and doing all sorts of stuff. We've gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 50-something. It's an epidemic. But what about this idea? Because in her own private life, she's made statements about vaccines being dangerous, that she can't have a show. This is wild.
Alex, I'm going to take a left turn on you, okay?
Yes.
And you talk about how you want free speech. Can I have free speech?
Yes.
You're not going to like what I'm going to say. The fact is, folks, I know the truth about Alex Jones, and that is that he's a softie. And a lot of what you hear on the show is bluster. Kicking around town, kicking around Austin, Texas with him was one of the great joys of my life. He is a kook in a good way. You would want him at your party. He's not a very serious guy. He's a very fun guy. And around his children, he's silly. He acts like he's about 5 years old, as I do with my kids. And I want to tell you, and it's going to be hard for me to fight back the emotion, because of my blessings and the role that I've had and the ability to facilitate so much communication. What am I even talking about? Let me get to it. I've come out of my studio and seen people with 13-year-old girls in baby strollers, 15-year-old kids on gurneys, and they said, Mancal, I had a healthy, beautiful child. They got the vaccine, and their eyes rolled back in their head, and they've never talked since. Their faces went blank, and that was it. Are all these people lying, Alex? They're trying to get the truth out. Look, the fact is, I don't know the science. And I tend to think of Jenny McCarthy as a playmate that was very annoying when she dated Jim Carrey. She's been in my studio. She's a bubblehead. But I think her stance against the pharmaceutical companies is very brave. We used to get one shot at a time. Now they bundle them. And I think for some young bodies, some young systems, immune systems, and again, I don't know. This I don't know.
My uncle almost died from a tetanus shot. The doctors admitted it was the tetanus shot. He swelled up for 2 weeks, died.
It's just too much for, 20 shots at once in a single dose. And I just think it's too much for some of these young, systems.
Japan just banned the Gardasil shot, Mancal.
Yeah. Look, who's crazy now? Elizabeth Hasselbeck is crazy. Jenny McCarthy, who questions all of these drugs we're putting into it. I don't know. This is some kind of bizarro Orwellian world we're living in.
Well, they mentioned the Journal of Pediatrics. The Journal of Pediatrics, funded by the government, came out and said mercury is good for children's brains. Do we have that clip?
Mercury.
We're going to queue it up, play it after the break. But, I mean, Mankiw, how crazy has all this gotten?
Alex.
Yeah.
Alex, if you took your, I mean, I'm just, I want to relate this back to you. I've seen you with your children. If you took your kid to the doctor, the kid got a shot and then never spoke again, wouldn't you be smart enough to go, there's a connection? And how insulting is it for all these people to say there's no connection? Something's happened to these children.
Well, Mankiw, I read the insert. It says it can do it on the insert. That's what's so crazy is that they admit all this. And, yeah. and then they go, crazy people think it can hurt you.
and brother, maybe, God, this is awful to say, maybe it's like anything else, you know, with the polio vaccine or any other vaccine, you know, there are kids that are going to react negatively to it. Maybe for the greater good it has to happen, but I do think it's happening.
Well, I know you're playing devil's advocate, but Mankiw, it's causing greater problems. I believe in immunization technology if it's properly researched and applied. The problem is they're putting stuff in there on purpose, and I have the documents. I want to come back and talk about the NSA, everything we've talked about now coming true, but are we getting awards for it? No. We're even worse and need to be taken off the air. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef5MM.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
All right, Eric Mankiw Muller is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. You can find his website at mankiw.com and on affiliates all over the United States. And he has one of the top new hit shows on the History Channel. Very wholesome, but also funny. Man, his brother could be like in Western movies. He's got, they call it TV, high Q scores. Very watchable. And sounds just like his little brother, Eric Mankiw Muller, who's with us. You know, I don't want to just say on air The Journal of Pediatrics says that mercury is good for your child's brain. Of course, they've got over 1,000 mainline studies you can look up. I say 1,000, it's more like 10,000. Mercury is one of the most studied things out there. You can just type in electrode, microscope, and you can see what mercury does compared to all their heavy metals. It causes electroconvulsive explosions in the electrochemical brain cells. It's the most destructive metal in the brain. You can find all the different university microscope footage of that. And we've done this before, but here is KI, but this aired nationwide because they have news packages that air locally. This was a nationally written piece, but this aired in Austin. And they say this still. I think the Harvard says right here, mercury is good for your child's brain. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
By the way, boys' IQs, you can pull this up. Harvard study, by the way, over 20-point reduction. Girls, about 17. And this is going on. It's a fact. They're killing us. And next they're going to say cyanide is good for your child. And if Jenny McCarthy doesn't agree, she should be fired from The View, man, Cal.
Oh, my God. It's bizarro world, isn't it?
What do you think about it? Literally, I used to go on your show 10, 12 years ago, and you even thought I was a kook, but you're more conspiracy than most people. I mean, come on, man, Cal, it's all come true so far.
Wait a minute. Let me say something, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to tell you I had a moment where I opened up my window. I was on the 35th floor on Wacker Street in Chicago, and opened up my window, and there was a helicopter on silent mode looking at me, unmarked. And I got on and talked about it, and I was insane. I saw it. It happened. And he's insane. And now, of course, we take it for granted. You came on my show and talked about drones on American soil, and I thought you were crazy. You told me other things.
NSA, chemicals in the water, now it's all mainstream.
Two nights ago, they did the military exercises again, where they did the crackdown of the city of Chicago, where I'm at. Why is the military practicing attacking American cities? Because they know that the economy is teetering on the brink. I loved CBS last night. They can't figure out why nobody's buying into this this economy being fantastic, because it's not. All you have to do is drive down the street and see another storefront boarded up. Every day you see another one. All you have to do is talk to anyone you know about how the economy is affecting their family. All you have to do is talk to any business owner about what Obamacare is going to do to them, communist health care. Then you question, well, why would John Roberts and others turn their back on their foundation? Why would a Supreme Court justice go against everything he stands for communist health care? It's clearly illegal, clearly unconstitutional. And then this guy sitting over in Russia who got a book deal yesterday, Snowden, the leaker, tells us, oh, they listened on the Supreme Court conversations. So I believe that these guys are being blackmailed and controlled by our government. I want to tell you about, this special class, the government and judges that nobody can say anything to. There was a preacher here in Chicago.
Stay there. We're back in 60 seconds, man. Stay there. We're live.
Okay.
Do a little bit more with me here. We're going to open the phones up, folks, in the next hour and cover all the Supreme Court rulings, what's happening with the House rejects bid to curb spy agency collection. We're going to get into all of it coming up, but Mancow's our guest. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.